Kovac turned to the guards. Come back and check on him in a couple of hours. If he doesn't break next time, we will have his son flown here from Corinth and see how much of a beating he can watch the kid take before he tells us what we want to know. He strode out the open door. The two guards waited a moment and then followed, closing the heavy door behind them. They never looked back or felt movement in the room, because it was the last thing they would have expected. Watching them leave through nearly closed eyes, Max was in motion the instant their backs turned. All throughout the terrible pounding, he had worked his body back and forth in the chair to loosen the ropes. Kovac's fury had blinded him to this, and the guards had assumed Hanley's jerky movements were in response to the blows, but Max's actions had been cold and deliberate. He bent over and grabbed one of the pieces of paper Kovac had tossed aside when Max had hit his nose. Shuffling with the metal chair strapped to his back, he lunged toward the door. He had one shot at this, because even if he survived another beating, he would tell them whatever they needed to know to protect Kyle, no matter the consequences. His aim was perfect. The piece of paper slipped between the door and the jamb the instant before the lock engaged, preventing the bolt from sliding home. Max sagged back into the chair. It had been the worst pounding he had ever taken. He promised himself 10 minutes to recover. Any longer, and he would have cramped up to the point of immobility. There was a glimmer of hope amid his pain. At least they hadn't brought Kyle to this hellhole, wherever it was. He was back in Greece. Even in the responsivist's grasp, he was relatively safe. Max clutched that thought to his heart and let it buoy his spirits. By his estimation, 6 minutes had passed when he started working on the loosened ropes. He had created enough slack to work his wrists free of them, so he could use his hands to pull away the ropes wound around his chest. Finally, he was able to untie his legs and stand. He groped for the back of the chair to keep from toppling over.
I don't feel so good,
he muttered aloud, and waited for his blurred vision to clear. He eased open the heavy door as quietly as he could. The hallway was empty. The industrial fluorescent fixtures bolted to the concrete ceiling cast stark pools of light interspersed with deep shadows, giving the cinder block walls a dingy look despite their apparent newness. Max balled the piece of paper into the lock so the door wouldn't close, and, keeping in a low crouch because his muscles wouldn't let him stand upright, he padded down the hallway, making certain he wasn't leaving a telltale trail of blood. At the first intersection, he heard faint, muffled voices to his left, so he turned right, casting an eye backward every few seconds. He passed an occasional unlabeled door. Pressing an ear to the cool metal, he heard nothing beyond and moved on. It was the dankness of the air and the fact he'd seen no windows that made him think he was underground. He had no direct proof, but didn't doubt his assessment. Turning 2 more times in the monochromatic maze, he came to another door and could hear the whine of machinery inside. He tried the handle, and it turned easily. He opened it a crack, and the level of noise rose in timbre and volume. He could see no light escaping from the room, so he assumed it was deserted. He ducked in quickly and closed the door behind him. Groping blindly, he found a light switch. Arc lights snapped on, revealing a cavernous space sunk below the level of the floor he was standing on. He was in the control room overlooking the facility's powerhouse. Behind thick insulated glass were 4 huge jet engines bolted to the floor, fed by a tangle of fuel lines and exhaust ducts. Mated to each was an electrical generator. The assemblies were slightly larger than a locomotive, and although only one of the turbines was in operation, the room buzzed and crackled with undisguised power. Either this place is massive, Max thought, casting an expert eye over the room again, because they can produce enough juice for a couple thousand people, or they have some other unknown use for this much electricity. He mentally filed away the incongruity and retreated back into the hallway. With no visible cameras and no guards patrolling the corridors, Max had a sense that Kovac must feel pretty secure here. It was another fact that he tucked away as he sought an exit from the labyrinth.